Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Jamuna Devi Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Brindi Ki Jai, Govinda Kunj Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinada Pisine Chena Tororiva Sahishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Here is our final program for December 12th, December 2011, here at Govinda Kunj, which we have been doing monthly since 2004 or 2005. Anyway, at least. So this is the final program for this year. We are studying the Antilila, chapter number 1, Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord. We left off on text number 79. No, because there's nobody here. Antilila, chapter 1. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Haryanama, haryanama, haryanama ivikevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. 79. Just to bring us up to speed, to refresh our memory, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to recite a verse during the Rath Yatra, because Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Radharani bringing Jagannath Krishna to Vrindavan. Because for Lord Chaitanya, Rath Yatra means bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra, represented as Jagannath Puri, to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. When Rupa Goswami heard this verse uttered by Lord Chaitanya, he wrote another verse complimentary and explaining Lord Chaitanya's verse. So we are now studying the verse. So we can do this together. Priyaso yang Krishna sahachari Kurukshetra militas tatahamsa radha tad idam ubayo sangamasukam. Tatapyantakke lan madura murali panchama juche manome kalindi pulina vipinaya sprihayati. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. Purport. This is the verse composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. It is included in the Padyavali, an anthology of verses he compiled. Yes? Let's go back now to text number 78 for the verse that Lord Chaitanya would recite, from which this verse was the purport. All right, we'll do the Sanskrit. Ya kamara hara sa eva hi varasta eva chaitrak shapas. Te chon milita malati surabhaya praudha kadambanila. Sa chaivasmi tatapi tatra surata vyapara lila vidhau. reva rodasi vedasi tarutale cheta samutkantate. So Lord Chaitanya's verse, translation, that very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. So now we will now go to verse number 80. All right? After writing this verse and a palm leaf, Rupa Goswami put it somewhere in his thatched roof and went to bathe in the sea. So this is setting the scene now for this next section of this chapter. So for the benefit of my good friend Ishwara Puridas and anyone on the internet who has just joined us, we are studying the Antya Lila, Chapter 1, Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord, and we are studying text number 81 of the Antya Lila. All right, text 81. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to meet him, and when he saw the leaf pushed into the roof and saw the verse, he began to read it. After reading the verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed by ecstatic love. At that very time, Rupa Goswami returned, having finished bathing in the sea. And I recall back in 1995, around this time, actually it was Christmas Day, Rupal and I and Nihar went bathing at 8 o'clock in the morning in the same sea that Rupa Goswami bathed in at Jagannath Puri. And that remains my greatest Christmas ever. Jai. That was quite a trip we had, Rupal. Krishna was making us feel separation. Jai. All right. We're on text number 83. Seeing the Lord, Srila Rupa Goswami fell flat in the courtyard to offer obeisances. The Lord slapped him mildly in love and spoke as follows. Yes. May we all get that beautiful slap by Lord Chaitanya. My heart is very confidential. How did you know my mind in this way? After saying this, he firmly embraced Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that verse and showed it to Swarup Damodar for him to examine. Then the Lord questioned him. So, Rupal, why would Lord Chaitanya show the verse to Swarup Damodar? There could be several acceptable answers. He's one of the 3.5 most, yes, associates. Very good. And who is Lord Chaitanya in the mood of? Radharani, very good. Also, we learned previously that Rupa Goswami was Lord Chaitanya's secretary, Swarup Damodar. And if anybody wanted to present something, it had to go through Swarup Damodar before Lord Chaitanya would even consider it. And that we see is true for any big person, President Obama, whoever, someone in big you just can't approach. You have to go to so many levels of security, unless it's some dance. We had that experience a couple of years ago. A couple crashed President Obama's ball. But generally, when all systems are working, you can't just walk up. Although my friend, Dramila Das, has the knack of being able to approach important personalities and give them books. He told me his stories of how he does it. All right, let's get back to reality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that verse and showed it to Swarup Damodar for him to examine. Then the Lord questioned him. Lalita. Ramanandarai's Vishakha or Arjuna. Yes. Depending on the circumstance. Yes. How could Rupa Goswami have understood my heart? The Lord asked. Swarup Damodar replied, I can understand that you have already bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. Text 87. No one could otherwise understand this meaning. I can therefore guess that previously you bestowed upon him your causeless mercy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Rupa Goswami met me at Prayag. Knowing him to be a suitable person, I naturally bestowed my mercy upon him. I thereupon also bestowed upon him my transcendental potency. Now you also should give him instructions. In particular, instruct him in transcendental mellow. So, what Lord Chaitanya is referring to, Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami for 10 days at Allahabad, Prayag. And those 10 days are in the Madhya Lila, chapter 19. And whatever Lord Chaitanya instructed him in those 10 days was the whole basis of Nectar of Devotion. We study that chapter, you'll see, oh, he's given him the essence. All right. Let's go back now to 89. Let's do 89 again. I thereupon also bestowed upon him my transcendental potency. Now you also should give him instructions. In particular, instruct him in transcendental mellows. Yes, because Rupa Goswami also begged to be blessed. You please empower me to do this service of writing transcendental literatures. Swarup Damodar said, as soon as I saw the unique composition of this verse, I could immediately understand that you had bestowed upon him your special mercy. By seeing a result, one can understand the cause of that result. Purport. This verse is from the doctrines of Nyai, or logic. Let's look at that. Phalena phala karanam anumiyate. By seeing a result, one can understand the cause of that result. All right. Now here's another quote. Let's see. Okay. The river Ganges, flowing in the heavenly planets, is full of golden lotus flowers. And we, the residents of those planets, eat the stems of the flowers. Thus we are very beautiful, more so than the inhabitants of any other planet. This is due to the law of cause and effect. For if one eats food in the mode of goodness, the mode of goodness increases the beauty of his body. Purport. One's bodily luster and beauty, one's constitution, one's activities, and one's qualities all depend on the law of cause and effect. There are three qualities in material nature. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, verse 22, Karnam Guna Sangosya Sadasad Yoni Janmasu. One takes birth in a good or bad family according to his previous association with the qualities of material nature. Therefore, one seriously eager to achieve transcendental perfection, Krishna consciousness, must eat Krishna prasadam. Such food is sattvika, or in the material quality of goodness, but when offered to Krishna, it becomes transcendental. Our Krishna consciousness movement distributes Krishna prasadam, and those who eat such transcendental food are sure to become devotees of the Lord. That's why somebody should open up a Govinda's restaurant on K Street in Washington, D.C., so that all the lobbyists can eat Krishna prasadam rather than all the other obnoxious. Because that's why we don't have any good candidates, and that's why all the laws they make are dumb, because their brains are filled with cow dung. That's why. It's a joke. They need to eat. They need to stop talking and just eat. Let's go on. Yes. Yeah, because you don't offer Krishna food rajasic or tamasic. He won't accept. He won't accept. Krishna will only accept foods that has to be in the sattvic mode. Then when we offer it, now it becomes transcendental. But you can't offer rajasic, tamasic. Try to be as sattvic as you can. And, you know, I'm sure you're already doing that. Yes, sattvic means... sattvic means... Yes, so you do the best you can. Yes. Yes. They still get poison acts, whether it's taken knowingly or unknowingly. That's why things like festivals, Rath Yatra, is so good, because it doesn't have anything to do with the person's understanding what they're doing. The poison still acts. So yes, we must distribute prasadam, no matter what. Same way with the books. They see the book, they're getting purified. They touch the book. They read the book. Somehow or other, they come in contact with Krishna. There is benefit. How much benefit? That depends on that person. But there's definite benefit. Yes. Yes. Try to avoid. Try to avoid. My wife, because of her job, has to eat out a lot. But she's very good. She says at any restaurant, you can order what is called off the menu. So she has to do this a lot. So she'll tell, okay, I want salad, but I don't want this. I want steamed vegetables, but I don't, none of this, and they'll do it. So there's a way to do it. Okay? You don't have to eat onions and garlic. Now, then you don't eat it. Don't eat it. You can, My wife doesn't eat onions and garlic. No matter what, she will not eat. So she'll tell them, I want salad, and I want this, this. It's called ordering off the menu. And most restaurants will do that. Then she'll ask, okay, I want steamed vegetable, I want this, but I don't want this, 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 this. There's a way to do it. What do you eat onions and garlic? Anyone who eats onions and garlic, they will have to accept the consequence of that act. It's going to affect their body and mind. Now, depending on their advancement, it may affect them more or less. But it's not a fact. In other words, I shouldn't think, oh, I'm so advanced, it's not going to. No, there is going to be an effect. Because that's what we're reading about. The cause of law and effect. Me, I can immediately detect if something has onions and garlic. I can immediately, and I don't eat it. I don't eat it. Fortunately, I don't like it. I don't like it. There's a way to do it. You cannot offer onions and garlic to Krishna, first of all. No. Okay, now, the other stuff, yes. Yes, you offer it in your mind before eating. Yes. Okay? He won't accept it. Krishna will not accept. Okay. Our Krishna consciousness movement distributes Krishna prasadam, and those who eat such transcendental food are sure to become devotees of the law. This is a very scientific method, as stated in this verse from Nala Naishada. Karyam nidanandi gunan adhite. In all his activities, a person strictly adheres to the mode of goodness, he will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness and ultimately become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Ah, here's the purport. I knew this was coming up. That's why I mentioned it. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the bodily constitutions of the leaders of society, especially the governmental leaders, are polluted. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, Asangskrita kriyahina rajasa tamasa vrita prajaste bhakshayishyanti bhlecha rajanya arupina. Such leaders have no chance to purify their eating. Politicians meet together and exchange good wishes by drinking liquor, which is so polluted and sinful that naturally drunkards and meat eaters develop a degraded mentality in the mode of ignorance. And now you wonder why the world is going crazy. Because all the leaders, that's what they're eating. Everyone. The process of eating in different modes are explained in the Bhagavad Gita, wherein is stated that those who eat rice, wheat, vegetable, milk products, fruit, and sugar are situated in the elevated quality of goodness. Therefore, if we want a happy and tranquil political situation, we must select leaders who eat Krishna prasadam. So let's jai. Otherwise, the leaders will eat meat and drink wine, and thus there will be asangskrita, unreformed, and kriyahina, devoid of spiritual behavior. In other words, they will be milechas and yavanas, or men who are unclean in their habits. Through taxation, such men exploit the citizens as much as possible, and in this way they devour the citizens of the state instead of benefiting them. And that's exactly what we have been seeing for the past so many years here in America. Exactly. Devouring the citizens. We therefore cannot expect a government to be efficient if it is headed by such unclean balechas and yavanas. All right. Mlechas and yavanas. Prabhupada explains that. Let's see if I can remember exactly. Well, yeah. So, after class, I'll do a search and I'll give you the exact difference between. Basically, they don't follow the four regulative principles and they don't follow the Vedic customs of cleanliness. Yes, because they're not following the Vedic principles. All right? That's why four regulative principles. If you don't follow the four regulative principles, you're a Malecha Yavana. Very simple. All right, let's go now. So after class, I'll find the purport. There's one purport what he says. This is a Malecha, this is a Yavana. Okay? Okay, after class. Text number 93. After the 4 months of Chaturmasya, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashvina, and Kartik, all the Vaishnavas of Bengal returned to their homes. But Srila Rupa Goswami remained in Jagannath Puri under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, while Rupa Goswami was writing his book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly appeared. As soon as Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw the Lord coming, they both stood up and then fell down to offer him their respectful obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them both and then sat down. The Lord inquired, "What kind of book are you writing?" He held up a palm leaf that was a page of the manuscript, and when he saw the fine handwriting, his mind was very pleased. Thus being pleased, the Lord praised the writing by saying, "The handwriting of Rupa Goswami is just like rows of pearls." While reading the manuscript, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a verse on that page, and as soon as he read it, he was overwhelmed by ecstatic love. This is a very nice verse. Oh, this is beautiful. Tunde dandavani rating vatunute tundavali labdhaye karana krodha kadambini gattayate karna buddhe bhya spriham Cheta prangana sangani vijayante sarvendriyanam kritim. No jane janita kriyadbir amritai krishneti varna dvayi. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. Purport. This verse is included in the Vidagdha Madhav, a 7-act play written by Srila Rupa Goswami, describing the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. So I really like that verse. Very nice verse. Text 100. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse, Haridas Thakur, upon hearing the vibration, became jubilant and began to dance while praising its meaning, Rupal. Why would Haridas Thakur become jubilant upon hearing this verse? But, yes, but why do you think he in particular? He's Namacharya. Since he's Namacharya, he's definitely, this is like something he can readily, yes, his forte. Hey, man, he's talking just like, there could be so many discussions, but if the discussion becomes finance, tax, somebody's ears are going, oh, what do they say? I know, wait, man, that's bogus. Right? Because it's your field. So, he's Namacharya. All right, let's continue. Text number 101. So nice you're joining us, Nihar. So nice. Good to see you. May Krishna bless you. Long may you live. One has to learn about the beauty and transcendental position of the holy name of the Lord by hearing the revealed scriptures from the mouths of devotees. Nowhere else can we hear the sweetness of the Lord's holy name. Now this statement is important because it's not that we can independently understand. We need the help of devotees. We need the association of devotees so that we can get access and appreciation. It's not just a question of intellect. Intellect alone is going to fail you. So that's why I like this verse. If you want to learn, you have to hear the revealed scriptures from the mouths of devotees. In other words, it takes a devotee to make a devotee. That's how it works. So if we want to increase the number of devotees, they ain't going to fall out of the sky. We have to go out and make them, as you are seeing in your preaching. Because you're going out and preaching, Krishna is sending, and by your association, they're becoming devotees. Purport. It is said in the Padma Purana, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. Chanting and hearing of the transcendental holy name of the Lord cannot be performed by the ordinary senses. The transcendental vibration of the Lord's holy name is completely spiritual. Thus, it must be received from spiritual sources and must be chanted after being heard from a spiritual master. One who hears the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra must receive it from the spiritual master by oral reception. Srila Sanatan Goswami has forbidden us to hear the holy name of Krishna chanted by non-Vaishnavas, such as professional actors and singers, for it will have no effect. Like the, I just came, Jagjit Singh, you know, he has made so many Ask yourself this. Listen to what Prabhupada is saying. Was he, okay, he asked, Rupa, Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us the holy, holy name of Krishna chanted by non-Vaishnavas. The only question you have to ask yourself, is he Vaishnava or not? You have to, I don't know. I don't know nothing about him. You have to ask yourself, is he Vaishnava? Just have to ask the question, is he devotee or not devotee? It is like milk touched by the lips of a serpent, as stated in Padma Purana. Hey, look. It is like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. So the question is the person chanting a devotee? So now you have to ask yourself, what's a devotee? Does this person accept Krishna as God? If a person accepts Krishna as God, he can be considered a devotee. Now, what kind of a devotee? Is he a pure devotee? Does he follow regulative principles? Okay? Is he following, right? If he's not following regulative principles, he's not a pure devotee. He may be a devotee. To be a devotee, but obviously it is like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. Do you want sweet rice with a little bit of sand? What kind of sweet rice do you want? You want pure sweet rice. Do you want dalda or ghee? It's very simple. So, whatever you're listening to, that vibration, you have to ask yourself, who is this person? Are they pure devotee? If you don't know, then why would you take a chance with your precious devotional creeper? Yes? Yes? So therefore... Yeah, so why would you, you know? Yeah, so then it's over. Now, in the case of George Harrison, right? He became a devotee, and those songs that he wrote were under the influence of Prabhupada. Okay? Anyway, it's really simple. Better to be safe than sorry. So, you have a pure devotee spiritual master, yes or no? Has he made any CDs? Oh, you've got enough to listen to, and you got Prabhupada. Why do we have to worry about this guy, I got enough. Are you pure devotees? All right. Are you initiated in parampara? Are you following the four regulative principles? It's pure enough. No, I'm serious. Now, right now, there are hundreds and thousands of yoga chanters, but The question you should ask, are they following regulative principles? They may be very, very artistic, but the question should be, are they following regulative principles? If not, then it's not. Yes. Yes. And also, in the Sampradaya. Okay. Avaishnava mukod girnang putang harikatamritam shravanam naiva kartavyang sarapochishtam yatapaya. As far as possible, therefore, the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement gather to chant the holy name of Krishna in public so that both the chanters and the listeners may benefit. So that ends that discussion. Okay? We're still going to discuss Malecha Yavana at the end. Okay? What? What do you say? Okay, it's very simple. Obviously, we want to hear from pure devotees. Okay? Still following what?
Not following. So, like, I'm not initiated, right?
Yeah.
So the same concept is I wouldn't be considered a pure devotee, so no one should listen to me.
Okay.
Okay. So similar concept with Jagjit. He's dead, but the fact is that maybe he was just doing his duty.
Fine. But who is Prabhupada speaking to? Who is Prabhupada writing his books for? Right. So, okay, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, it may be for non-devotees, but for non-devotees who want to become devotees. Okay, now, so, Prabhupada is talking to those people who want to become serious devotees. For those who want to be serious devotees, therefore, they should try to hear from as pure devotees as possible. Just like, let's take a material example. If I have money to invest, I'm going to try to find the best person to invest in. There are so many shysters out there, yes or no? And there's so many people who are just waiting for me, because I even heard there's this saying, if you're stupid enough to give me your money, you don't deserve it. You've heard that? And they have no problem with it. They think, hey, man, if you're that dumb to give me your money, it's good that I stole it from you. Okay? So, you got to use your brain. You want to find somebody reputable. So, if you're serious about spiritual life, you're not going to waste your time hearing from somebody who's not a pure devotee. You want to get as pure a devotee as possible, and that's who you want to hear from. Authorized dealer. Very good. Authorized dealer. Now, to go back to your question, on different level, you're coming in contact with so many people. You may not be a pure devotee, but you're more advanced than so many people that you come in contact with. So even if you say one something about Krishna to them, that's better than not. And when you do the booth, Ratiyatra booth, I'm sure you do some preaching. Yes? Yeah. So don't worry about, well, I'm not a pure devotee. No, you're, relatively speaking, to other people, you're more pure than they are. Yes. Okay? Now, for you personally, You should be hearing from Bhakti True Maharaj, who you like, right? Rather than Rush Limbaugh. Okay? Huh? You listen to who? Oh, well, that's nice of you. No, but you should find out who is pure devotee. No, nobody goes around wearing a jacket. I'm pure devotee. Come on. No, but still. Yeah. You made that decision, right? You invested, and you, did I ever say to anybody in our group, take from him? Did I ever say that? No. You, Meta, Ghosh, everybody on your own. That's how I trained you. Right? And everybody's happy, right? Core group. Core group. Devi group. All right, let's go on. Okay, so Prabhupada's final sentence. As far as possible, therefore, the devotees in Krishna consciousness movement gather to chant the holy name of Krishna in public so that both the chanters and the listeners may benefit. All right, text number 102. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas and Rupa Goswami and left for the seaside to perform his noontime duties. Yes. So do you want to continue or stop here? Yes, it's a good place to stop. It's 10:22. All right?